The God Game, a new play being offered at Capitol Repertory Theater through May 25th, tells a thoughtful story in a totally engaging manner. It has enough drama to keep you interested during its two-hour running time, but it doesn't depend on the scandal of the moment to drive the story. And if the play's conclusion seems tacked on and incomplete, that's all right, because the play is about the evolution of life choices, and such things rarely have defined endings. God Game has a simple premise. A man is offered a powerful opportunity if he is willing to compromise a bit of his individuality. Somehow the play makes the dilemma seem fresh and involving because it's about decent, passionate people who care very much about each other and the worlds in which they live. Those worlds are both the public world and their private worlds. The God Game is a play about friendships based on love. The closest friends are Lisa and Tom. They are celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary when they get a surprise visit from a close friend who is managing the campaign of the Republican candidate for the President of the United States. Matt would like Tom to consider being the vice presidential candidate on the ticket. Tom is the governor of Virginia. He's smart, personable, and more important, he's popular. The only problem is he's not vocal about Christian values when on the campaign trail. Lisa, on the other hand, is a devout Christian. She's also an accomplished woman in her personal life and shares with her husband a craving to make the world a better place for everyone. They sound too good to be true, but somehow playwright Suzanne Bradbeer makes them real and unpretentious. However, going against that lack of pretension is his home office, which pretentiously evokes comparison with the Oval Office in the White House. There is a little question that the pair are deeply in love and have somehow figured out a way to accommodate the others in areas of disagreement. That way is by respecting the right to think differently on important subjects, like faith. This respect extends to Matt, a longtime but estranged friend who arrives to offer Tom the opportunity to become a national figure. Matt is an unlikely manager for a God-based candidate, but like Tom and Lisa, he is able to respect and work for the person who will lead his party's ticket because he believes he is a good man. The tension in the play comes from the choices Tom must make about appearing more religious on the campaign trail. If he lies about his beliefs, is he altering who he is as a person? More to the issue of the play, by embracing religion in an artificial way, is he depreciating his wife's sincere beliefs? Though it seems like thin stuff on which to make a two-act play, the God Game works because it is about more than a political campaign. It's about individuals examining their own beliefs and considering how much they are willing to sacrifice for ambition and the public's good. Each character is wonderfully defined through seemingly effortless performances by each actor. Lawrence Lau creates a caring Tom who is capable, reasonable, and ambitious. Matt, played by Jeffrey Binder, is a crafty political operative, but very genuine and sincere with his friends. Lisa is the glue of the production, and Yvonne Perry shows her to be the most vulnerable of the three. Yet in many ways, she is the most reasonable and morally centered person on stage. A strong story, excellent individual acting, and sensitive direction by Kristen Corey makes this a special production. The God Game is not a play that will offer any profound or shocking insights about politics or the world. But you will remember it. In a world of throwaway dramas, that's worth 2 hours of anyone's time. The God Game is at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through May 25th. For tickets and scheduling information, call 445-7469. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.